we have to talk about all kinds of equity. While it's common for those in philanthropy to talk about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, JPB has raised issues of representation and equity with its foundation colleagues, as well as with its grantees, from the very beginning. As Deepak Bhargava points out, Barbara is deeply committed to justice. It's in her bones. She sees the foundation as a crucial vehicle to accomplish that. Over time, the foundation sharpened its focus on race, racism, and injustice, funding organizations led, whenever possible, by women and people of color, while it diversified its staff and connected issues of race, ethnicity, and gender throughout its work. The foundation adapts over time. When the foundation began, grantmaking focused on helping people make choices that would improve their lives. This included supporting the Harlem Children's Zones Project to help children, families, and community members take better care of themselves and establish lifelong healthy habits, including increasing healthy eating, providing nutrition information, and encouraging physical activity in youth to prevent childhood obesity. In immigrant communities, the foundation supported programs that would help residents learn about their eligibility for citizenship and then help them apply. JPB quickly realized that systemic changes were necessary to advance economic justice, and that providing improved individual choices, while important, was insufficient. They soon began making grants that addressed systemic challenges of access. This included access to voting, parks, energy efficiency, and healthcare, among other needs. The foundation gradually moved towards supporting organizations that worked to create systemic changes that improved all kinds of equity and justice, like increasing the minimum wage, in addition to a variety of other efforts to provide more equitable safety net benefits. A deepening commitment to racial justice. The foundation had always had a commitment to racial justice and to doing what it could to address the systemic inequities driven by racism that pervade our society. The murder of George Floyd in 2020 became a call to action to do even more. Rashad Robinson, the president of Color of Change, recalls hearing from Barbara during this time. She really wanted to dig right into everything that she was seeing and talked about her own journey on race, he said. I got off the phone and I thought, what just happened? What I really appreciate is that Barbara was looking for human interaction and human engagement and trying to make good on the kind of opportunity that was in her hands with her resources and trying to figure out what to do with it. According to a September 2021 report from the Philanthropic Initiative for Racial Equity called Mismatched, Philanthropy's Response to the Call for Racial Justice, between 2015 and 2018, the JPB Foundation was the 14th largest funder of racial equity work and the 6th largest funder of racial justice work in the U.S. In 2020, those rankings jumped to number 6 and number 3, respectively. Across its programs, JPB had an interest in challenging the organizations it supported to incorporate racial justice into their mission, vision, and strategy, and in ensuring greater racial diversity in staff, board, and other leadership positions within the organizations. Central to this was an understanding that justice would play an important role, and in many cases, the most important role, in the foundation's grant-making throughout its work. In both the environment and poverty programs, grants specifically tackled the legacy, current impact, and future of anti-Black racism. Although not all grantees had racial justice as their primary goal, it often strongly informed their programs and strategies. Donors of Color Network's Climate Funders Justice Pledge. When the environment program was launched, very little environmental funding was dedicated to serving people of color, and even less was going to organizations led by people of color. The program began by finding ways to ensure that everybody could have easy access to a park and working to create better living environments for people in low-income communities. And it evolved to design a special portfolio focused on increasing power and expanding the strength of the environmental justice movement. While much of JPB's environment program grantmaking could be considered supporting environmental justice, it distributed over $118 million from 2012 to 2023 for efforts to build community power and to strengthen the broader movement. In addition to making grants to build the environmental justice field directly, the program worked to encourage its fellow funders and the country's major environmental organizations to pay meaningful attention to environmental justice. Lois DeBacker, a longtime environmental funder who led the Kresge Foundation's environmental grantmaking, was especially impressed, saying the work they did, particularly environmental justice work, was brave and smart. The Climate Funders Justice Pledge was started in February 2021 by the Donors of Color Network. This initiative challenges the top climate funders in the U.S. to allocate at least 30% of their climate funding to environmental justice organizations led by Black, Indigenous, and people of color, while also advocating for greater transparency in funding. At the time, Danielle Dean Ryan was advising the Donors of Color Network to launch the pledge. "Dana Borland was my partner in crime," says Dean Ryan. Helping to lead the pledge efforts, Dean Ryan reports that JPP was one of the first three large foundations to agree to join the pledge and proved to be a strong evangelist across the field for a strong environmental justice movement. "JPP hired leaders who had a passion for justice," Dean Ryan adds. "They got a lot of respect from environmental justice leaders for being serious about economic and climate justice." Medical researchers. The medical research program never had a stated goal of advancing equity or justice, but its grant-making nevertheless has served those goals. The program aimed to address chronic health problems that are often neglected and disproportionately affect marginalized groups. Over time, the foundation deepened its commitment to addressing the lack of diversity in the academy and in the laboratory, a key driver in inspiring research that can better improve the health of communities historically underserved by medical science. It has incorporated lessons learned from the poverty program around the effects of early life adversity on young people's mental health and well-being into its medical research funding, sparking new collaborations among the medical community that are leading to new research on the topic. "The JPP Foundation is really committed to addressing poverty and early life stress," said Li Wei Tsai. "In collaboration with them for over a decade, we have organized symposiums to explore the impact of early life adversity on mental health. Our events feature speakers who are at the forefront of research on various aspects of toxic stress." The Picower Institute has also established a wide range of programs that are aimed to bring more diverse perspectives into the laboratory and yield groundbreaking medical research. The Research Scholars Program at MIT provides recent college graduates from historically underrepresented groups and/or economically disadvantaged backgrounds with additional academic training as they earn graduate-level funding to become competitive PhD applicants. The MIT Summer Research Program offers undergraduates from underserved or disadvantaged backgrounds the chance to join the Institute's labs to engage in current research. Moving from serving individuals to transforming systems. As the Foundation's thinking about justice changed over time, the goal of the poverty program evolved as well. This came about as the Foundation listened to the needs of its grantees and as its own thinking about the issues evolved. The initial goal was to create opportunities for people to move and stay out of poverty. Nevertheless, as Rashad Robinson observes, they weren't using the term racial justice, but they were a racial justice funder, even if they didn't call it that. By 2016, the revised goal of the program was to promote justice and opportunities for people in poverty. The addition of justice to the goal and its application across the program was inspired by Bryan Stevenson's well-known quote, "The opposite of poverty is not wealth. In too many places, the opposite of poverty is justice." Stevenson's Equal Justice Initiative received over $25 million from JPP to develop, launch, and support its memorial and the related work around it to educate the U.S. about the legacy of slavery and its connection to poverty. In 2018, the Equal Justice Initiative created two important ways to tell these stories. The Legacy Museum traces slavery's evolution across racial segregation, lynchings, and mass incarceration, and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice pays homage to the thousands of Black Americans who were victims of domestic terrorism by way of sanctioned racial terror lynchings. They have become a destination for over 2 million people eager to engage in conversations about how to address the legacy of racial injustice in the United States. Strengthening the link between poverty and democracy. As the poverty program's work progressed, the Foundation made a much more explicit link between poverty and democracy, which was inextricably linked with racial justice. Poverty in the U.S. is the result of long-standing historical systemic issues, current policy choices, and decision-making at all levels. JPP saw its goal of reducing or eradicating poverty as linked to how Americans choose to engage in their communities, whether at the most local level or as they weigh in on national policies. Regardless of the issue that JPP tackled, from good jobs and fair wages to reproductive health care, the Foundation believed that it was critical for people to have a voice in the policy systems and institutions that affect their lives. Civic engagement can take place at the local, state, and national levels, It can take different forms, from organizing with community-based organizations and voting in elections, to taking part in actions that hold elected officials accountable between elections. The strategy was based on the belief that sustained civic engagement gives voice to the people, regardless of the political party in power. Protecting and defending voting rights, eliminating barriers to voting, and making voting easier, more secure, and safe were core investments of the poverty program, with the goal of having everyone's voice count. Voters of color, lower-income earners, new citizens, and younger voters are historically less likely to vote than others due to systemic barriers. In addition to protecting voting rights and access, JPP supported voter engagement and mobilization to build movements and long-term power, including issue education and campaigns. The foundation recognized that reaching this vision would require ongoing commitments and large-scale funding, and that it wouldn't be sufficient to simply increase election turnout in a particular year. The foundation also made significant investments to grow the field and build the power and ability of low-income people, especially low-income people of color, to change the policies and institutions that affect their lives. JPP supported state and local organizations led by communities of color, immigrants, young people, as well as faith and rural communities, letting the communities determine which issues were most important to them. Groups like Alliance for Youth Organizing, Community Change, Center for Popular Democracy, Faith in Action, the Heartland Fund, State Voices, National Partnership for New Americans, and the National Korean American Service and Education Consortium ensured that the foundation's resources went to communities most affected by inequity. JPP made large grants to Define American to help that organization use storytelling to shift the narrative about the immigrant experience. Grantees also included the Pop Culture Collaborative and the Abundant Futures Fund, among many others. In 2023, JPP directed $71 million through its democracy portfolio, totaling $326 million since 2012. Putting equity strategies into practice. The JPP Foundation was one of many foundations that understood the importance of advancing equity. One way to learn from each other and help to bring new funding into the field was to join funder collaboratives and participate in affinity groups working to advance equity. Here are just a few. Funders for Housing and Opportunity. Funders for Housing and Opportunity is a national collaborative of philanthropies dedicated to ensuring that all renters, especially those with low incomes, have access to affordable, stable housing in thriving communities. This group combines resources and expertise from various foundations to tackle systemic issues affecting housing stability and affordability. Their mission focuses on addressing the root causes of housing instability, aiming to increase the supply of affordable rental homes. They also advocate for policies that support housing stability at federal, state, and local levels. The Funder Collaborative supports a range of projects, from housing development to advocacy campaigns and research studies, aiming to create systemic change and improve housing conditions for low-income renters across the United States. Climate Breakthrough. While Climate Breakthrough was considered an international effort, the foundation joined to help the collaborative support awardees in the U.S., focusing on climate justice. The initiative identifies and supports strategies to combat climate change, with a strong emphasis on promoting equity and inclusion. Climate Breakthrough's core activity is the Climate Breakthrough Award, which provides financial support and strategic assistance to visionary leaders from diverse backgrounds, working on projects that consider the needs and voices of marginalized and vulnerable communities most affected by climate change. The awarded leaders receive multi-year funding, mentorship, and access to a network of experts. To date, 60% of awards have been made to women or women-led teams, and more than 70% of awards have supported work in the Global South. The Families and Workers Fund. Mark Harris, a senior program officer in the poverty program, reflects on how the foundation moved quickly during COVID. When the CARES Act, which provided emergency financial assistance to many Americans, passed that spring, immigrant families were left out, he said. We were talking to many people to find out what their needs were, from North Carolina to Hawaii to Puerto Rico. The Families and Workers Fund was one such vehicle, a collaborative philanthropic initiative that was created to address the economic and social impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on workers, families, and communities. It focuses on three main areas: providing direct relief, advocating for policy changes, and building long-term workforce resilience. The fund provides immediate financial assistance, including cash transfers, food, and housing support, to those severely affected by the pandemic. It also advocates for policies that protect workers' rights, enhance social safety nets, and ensure fair wages and benefits. By collaborating with policymakers and advocacy groups, the fund aims to drive systemic change. Investing in workforce resilience is another key objective, with programs that help workers adapt to changing job markets and economic conditions. This includes skills training, job placement services, and support for small businesses. The fund puts a priority on equity and inclusion, ensuring that relief and recovery efforts focus on marginalized and underserved communities, addressing disparities exacerbated by the pandemic. Climate and Clean Energy Equity Fund, the Equity Fund. The Equity Fund grew out of the Climate Education Fund at the Democracy Alliance. It was designed to fill a critical gap in environmental philanthropy, building power to address climate change, and JPP provided funding to the nonpartisan activities of this fund. The fund is driven by a commitment to racial and social justice and the power of grassroots organizing to create lasting change. The values of equity and inclusion are embedded throughout the Equity Fund, and its multiracial staff is rooted in racial and social justice work. It works closely with grantee partners to advance equitable climate and clean energy policies, building community power through trust-based relationships. Working across 13 states, the Equity Fund re-grants to well over 100 grantee partners and coalitions to advance specific climate and clean energy initiatives.